Jesus came to glorify God, February 20. For this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. The message of the Greeks, foreshadowing as it did the gathering in of the Gentiles, brought to the mind of Jesus his entire mission. The work of redemption passed before him, from the time when in heaven the plan was laid, to the death that was now so near at hand. A mysterious cloud seemed to enshroud the Son of God. Its gloom was felt by those near him. He sat wrapped in thought. Then came divine submission to his Father's will. For this cause, he said, came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Only through the death of Christ could Satan's kingdom be overthrown. Only thus could we be redeemed, and God be glorified. Jesus consented to the agony, he accepted the sacrifice. The majesty of heaven consented to suffer as the sin-bearer. Father, glorify thy name, he said. As Christ spoke these words, a response came from the cloud which hovered above his head, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. Christ's whole life, from the manger to the time when these words were spoken, had glorified God, and in the coming trial his divine human sufferings would indeed glorify his Father's name. As the voice was heard, a light darted from the cloud, and encircled Christ, as if the arms of infinite power were thrown about him like a wall of fire. The people beheld this scene with terror and amazement. No one dared to speak. With silent lips and bated breath all stood with eyes fixed upon Jesus. The testimony of the Father having been given, the cloud lifted, and scattered in the heavens. For the time the visible communion between the Father and the Son was ended. The people therefore, that stood by, and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. But the inquiring Greeks saw the cloud, heard the voice, comprehended its meaning, and discerned Christ indeed. To them he was revealed as the sent of God. The voice of God had been heard at the baptism of Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, and again at his transfiguration on the mount. Now at the close of his ministry it was heard for the third time, by a larger number of persons, and under peculiar circumstances.